Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Prabhupada introduced his disciples to the stories of the jester Gopala Bhan, who was famous in Bengal for his intelligence, wit and quick thinking in the court of Krishna Chandra. Prabhupada said that no one, not even an emperor, can always be serious without any relief. But since everyone had to treat the king very respectfully, there would be one person allowed to spoof with the king. The king would also be able to joke with him, because if the king were to do that with his prime minister, the prime minister's prestige would be reduced. So King Krishna Chandra was always engaged in a battle of wits with the joker, Gopala. One time Gopala walked into the king's court and the king said, "Gopala, you are an ass." "My lord," said Gopala, "I am not an ass. There's a difference between me and an ass." Then Gopala measured out the distance between himself and the king and said, 6 feet. When Prabhupada laughingly told the story, his devotees were not only amused but amazed that Prabhupada was inviting them to hear and laugh at the wit of Gopala Bhan. Then Prabhupada told another story. Gopala was building a new house, and according to the Vedic custom, before you open a house, you have to have a sacrifice called Griha Praveshana. This means there is a yajna so that the house is pure and offered to God. No one is allowed to pass any stool in the house or it will be considered contaminated. Nothing is used by anyone until the brahmanas enter with sankirtana yajna, reciting mantras and sprinkling Ganges water. Thus, in the Vedic culture, everything, including building a house and conceiving a child, is regulated so that at every point one is conscious of Krishna. But Prabhupada explained, the king wanted to defeat Gopala, so he offered a large reward of gold coins if anyone could outsmart Gopala and pass stool in his newly constructed house. One day Gopala was inspecting his house when a man sent by the king came up and pretended to be suffering from an urgent call of nature. "Gopala," he said, "I have to immediately pass stool. Please show me your bathroom. I cannot contain myself." "All right," said Gopala. "Come on." He took him over to the bathroom of the newly constructed house and allowed the man to squat down inside. But when he tried to close the door for privacy, Gopala stood there by the open door. "Gopala, why are you standing there and not allowing me to close the door? Why are you holding that big stick in your hand?" Gopala said, "No, you can pass stool in my bathroom, but if you pass one drop of urine, then I'm going to smash your head." Then the man laughed and confessed, "You are very clear," and then he ran off defeated. Prabhupada laughed after this story also, although the devotees were a little puzzled. Prabhupada admitted that the Vedic humor was somewhat subtle. He said that the humor was connected inseparably with the culture, and if one did not know the culture, he may not understand the humor. But in Vedic culture, religion, humor, art, music, everything was connected. Thank you. Hare Krishna.